Rachel, what are some of the actionable results that the Biden administration hopes to see with these plans?
Well, it depends who you ask. So there has been some frustration that these plans are not mandated. They don't require things of local governments or of federal agencies or of landlords. In many cases, there are ways to say, here's how you can improve this thing that is under your control. Will you commit to it? Will you join us in this fight? But it remains to be seen whether or not that goes far enough and how tangibly it brings down rent for people who are really burdened by that share of their budget. The White House says that it can't control rent prices directly. It can't do something to lower that payment for a family. So this is what they're doing instead. But for many tenants, community organizers, activists, that answer has not been good enough.
So to step back, can you give us some context for what the state of the current housing market looks like for renters? And why is the administration launching this push now?
The White House has been under quite a bit of pressure from a coalition of tenant unions, renters, activists, to treat rent costs as an urgent economic crisis. And the way that we got here is that the COVID economy has really sent many parts of the housing market into a bit of a tailspin. So earlier in the pandemic, when interest rates were very low, that meant that mortgage rates were also very low. You had some people who were reconsidering moving, where they could live, if they could work remotely. And that was really one of the fundamental factors in putting supply of housing and demand for housing out of whack. Now, if you took Econ 101, you might know that when you have supply and demand out of whack like that, home prices explode, which is exactly what they did. And that helped bring up rent prices, which are still very, very high, even though other parts of the housing market have cooled off. So what you have is really high rent, which has become a huge part of high inflation in this country. It's also one of the things that tends to make up the largest share of people's budgets, especially on the lower income spectrum. And people want the White House to respond to it in the way that they responded to high gas prices or other parts of high inflation.